What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm yelling, freaking out, telling people to calm down when I'm as nuts as anybody else. But with this club, I really do think it's at a point where you just have to sit back and I don't want to say enjoy the ride, because there's nothing to enjoy about losing 8 out of 9, but wait and see how they figure it out. Let's see if Carlos Mendoza and his staff could get these guys to get unlocked. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, all together. I mean, you want to throw in Vientos, they're fine. They need, like, they have the players in place. All the pieces are there. Their bullpen is loaded up. I even believe in their starting rotation, which, by the way, for the first time all year long, you know, since the All-Star break, whatever it was, when Manaea and Senga came back, it's healthy, and it's only getting healthier, meaning Senga is figuring it out with his mechanics, and Manaea is building himself up to be able to go deeper in these games. But I still think the best baseball, and the Mets have been, at times, for April and May, all the way really through June 13th, one of the best teams, if not the best team in the sport. So what, April, May, and the first part of June don't count? We're all going to focus on what happened since June 13th. And by the way, if you go back and focus on what's happened since July, they're a 500 team. And that's what happens throughout the course of a season. They're not falling out of the playoff spot. They're not 5 games back. Like, those were times where there was, to me, legit reason to go nuts and panic and yell and scream about the Mets. Now, I get the expectations have raised, but let's calm down a little bit here, no? It's year two with David Stearns. Year two. Year one with Juan Soto. This is still in the beginning stages of what the Mets are hoping to build a sustained winner here. Remember, I mean, they're still in a position to make the postseason for the second time, or for the third time in franchise history as far as making it in consecutive years. That's a big deal. So I'm not trying to minimize the expectations. Obviously, it's World Series or bust. Before you get to that, you've got to get to the playoffs. And before you get to the playoffs, obviously, they got to do a good job, you know, positioning themselves here, whether it's in the division or the wild card, which they've done. They're 2.5 games back. Phillies have had their own issues. So it just feels like Mets fans, to me, it feels like at this point, a lot of Mets fans are looking to something to complain about. Has Juan Soto been great? Absolutely not. No, he's been bad so far this year. According to his standards, Juan Soto, outside of 1 month, has been bad. Now, his bad is still better than most. Like, you see, Vientos is bad. That's actual bad. When Nimmo's bad, that's actual bad. Soto's bad is still better than most because he's finding his way on base. But has he been anywhere near what he's supposed to be? No. Would you still want him on your team and take your chances with him come September, October? I mean, I don't know who wouldn't. So it's on the Mets to figure this thing out and go win the division. There are no excuses. And if they don't get it done, then the conversation will be, okay, well, how do they fix it? Right now, I'm not sure what the solution is. Like, you're not firing the hitting coach, and even so, that's not really doing anything. Those guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing. The hitters aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Why? That's the, you know, $765 million question. Why not? Soto doesn't know. They asked him about it after him. I don't know. At times, Lindor gets going. At times, Lindor is awful. At times, Alonso's hot. At times, Alonso's awful. At times, Nimmo's hot. At times, Nimmo's awful. Same thing with Soto, and so on. Look at their OPS and all this stuff since July. It's been bad. That's why the Mets are losing. That's the strength of their team. Well, maybe now the bullpen is the greatest strength of their team after the trade deadline, but they were built coming, I said this to Mendy yesterday, they were built coming into the year on the backs of those guys. Lindor, Soto, Alonso. You want to throw in Nimmo, McNeil, Vientos, whatever. The Alvarez, they were built to score runs. They have not consistently, from day one, scored a ton of runs. But yet they still have a great record, or a very good record, on par with the best in the sport, and still have the division right there just 2.5 games back, even with all the losing. 2 weeks ago, they won seven. 2 weeks ago. Not 2 months ago. Not 2 years ago. 2 weeks ago, they won seven games in a row. All right, it's offset by losing 8-9. Unfortunately, it happens. Should it happen to those degrees, the variation? Probably not. So I can understand being upset, but to lose belief in what this team should be at this point, to me, does not make much sense. I still believe the Mets have the horses to get. Like, this is not a 07, 08 disappointing collapse coming here. At least I don't see it that way. Not to say that it can't happen, but I fully believe in this team that they will be a playoff team. And then once they get in, be as dangerous as anybody else with the potential of the offense and with the potential of that bullpen or the legitimacy of that bullpen. How they get there, going to be a different story. But I never once looked at this, even after losing to Pittsburgh, which, by the way, was as ugly as you can get. Pittsburgh sucks, and the Mets got destroyed against Pittsburgh. Even after that, I still was like, they're going to be all right. And they were shortly thereafter, righting the ship. And it's been a 500 ride since then. 500 with basically nobody doing what they're supposed to be doing as far as the expectations goes. And I'm talking about rotation. I'm talking about offense. There's a lot of room to improve with this team. And I still believe you're going to see that improvement. BT, we also mentioned the Yankees. We have, obviously, the Yankees getting a big win. Booney yesterday pushing all the right buttons, going to the whip with Bednar closing out the game. Nice off day here. Yankees could reset, come back home, have the Astros in town, Old Timers Week. The Yankees desperately needed that win. You don't want to say must win, but man, as big of a game as you could have in the regular season, certainly in August, they had to beat the Texas Rangers yesterday, hold them off, maintain their position in the playoffs as it stands right now, and just take a deep breath after getting a win. Relax, reset, see if they can get healthier here. I don't know if it's going to be Stanton in the outfield or Judge. We'll find out more, obviously, over the course of the weekend. Either way, Yankees needed that one. They needed a breather and try to reset things here and then go try to win a series from the Astros and maybe get back on track. BT and Sal on the Fan. We also had Mike Francesa on at 11 o'clock. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Must listen, as Mike, as always, he was terrific talking New York sports, talked about the viral Giants and Giants video and all that stuff. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Nick is in Wharton, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, Sal? How we doing?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Good. So I want to talk about Eric Chavez a little bit, how everybody's getting all negative about him. Honestly, I really don't think that's the problem. I agree with what you've been saying most of the show. You know, with all the runners in scoring position that we have, you know, Lindor and Soto have the third and fourth most RISP. So how much of our team-wide terrible RISP numbers are simply a function of our two highest-paid players hitting like Jared Young with RISP? This is a couple things that I just wrote down. And how exactly would it help if we fire Chavez? The Mets fire Chavez and hire someone else. That someone else makes some change to the RISP approach. The offense gets better, hopefully. Nobody's actually explained to me what change a new hitting coach would make that would cause the Mets to suddenly start hitting with better RISP. Compared to how they hit with nobody on, the Mets aren't striking out more with RISP. They're not pulling the ball less. They're not hitting the ball softer. They're not hitting 10% more ground balls. What change would a new hitting coach make?
It wouldn't. I think it's an excellent point, and I want to continue the conversation and give you an example that we heard yesterday when we had Zach Scott on. It wouldn't. And I don't think the Mets' issue is singularly the lack of offense with runners in scoring position. I think that that's Soto's biggest problem. And I think it's hurt the Mets, but I think they have an offense issue, period. I don't care if it's with runners in scoring position or with nobody on. It doesn't matter to me. They have not been consistent enough. But as far as the hitting coach goes, right, Nick? So yesterday we had Zach Scott on, and he talked about how he had to fire Chili Davis when he was with the Mets in 2021. And the reason he fired Chili Davis wasn't to spark the team. It wasn't because the offense wasn't producing to the level that he expected and somebody had to take the fall. It was because specifically, and these are his words, Zach Scott, he said Chili Davis would show up and was one of those guys that would be like, who are we facing today, a lefty or righty? And that's just one example. And now imagine that in today's world, obviously, where as maybe that would fly in the 70s or 80s, the hitting coaches now, you got to be prepared. You got to know all these things and the matchups and have a plan. So in that particular case, I'm using that example that Zach gave us yesterday. That's a guy in Chili Davis that wasn't doing his job as a hitting coach. There are no signs or indications that Eric Chavez is not doing his job as a hitting coach.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, my man. Of course. Yeah,
good call. And look, it's not fun, and thank you for the call. Like, it's not as fun to come on and say, hey, everybody calm down. Everything's going to be okay. Or they still have the horses in place, or don't fire this guy. Like, it's a lot more fun to go nuts. They need to fire this guy out of the league. Do something. Boone doesn't have it. Fire him. Chavez doesn't have it. Fire him. Like, I understand it. It does not make sense, especially as it pertains to the Mets hitting coach right now. I know they're having these hitters meet. Now, I don't know what goes on in there. I was out at Citi Field on Sunday morning. I went out there. I wanted to go say what's up to Mendy, see if I could book him for the show. Mission accomplished. We did. And I was talking with him, and we were talking for a few minutes, and he's like, you going to be here for a little while? I was like, yeah, man, I came to see you. What are you talking about? Hey, I'm going to come to the game. I'm going to go home and go in the pool and listen and watch the game later. I want to come to see you. And he's like, I got to go. There's a hitters meeting right now. Now, I don't know if you knew this, and I'm sure that we all know that to a certain extent they have meetings, but like on the day of a game, a hitter's meeting that's scheduled like that. Like, I wasn't sure that those things take place, and I didn't really care if they do or don't, but I know for a fact that my conversation with Mendy got interrupted, and I had to wait 10, 15 minutes for whatever their hitter's meeting. Like, they had a hitter's meeting, meaning him and his coaches, about what the plan of attack was going to be for that day. He came back, we talked, whatever, all good, but like, it's not like Chavez is sitting there picking his nose in the dugout or, you know, scrolling Instagram. Like, they have meetings, they're going over it, there's plans in place. Now, obviously, we don't care what happens, we care about the execution on the field. So you don't know about what's going on behind the scenes, nor do you really care about it. Yeah, that's great. Like the Lance Lynn Foul Territory podcast the other day, where Lance Lynn's like, oh, New York's got to relax. Aaron Boone gets on players behind the scenes, they're just not letting that get out. That's great. We assume that anyway. I assume Boone was harder on the players behind closed doors than he is publicly. The issue is, I don't care. I care about the result. So if he's hard on the players behind the scenes, if Chavez and the Mets have a plan behind the scenes, what we're seeing executed, Boone holding the players accountable, it's not working on the field, obviously, because they keep making the same mistakes, or the Mets' offense approach is not great because they're not hitting consistently enough. That's what we care about, the execution. But is the execution, in the Mets' case, is that because the hitting coach? Or is it because Juan Soto, Nimmo, Alonso, Lindor are in funks, or Vientos are in a funk? Is it Chavez? Hey, Chavez was the hitting coach last year. Vientos is great. Chavez the hitting coach this year. Vientos is terrible. So how do you blame him? It makes no sense.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Billy's calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for having me on. Obviously, there's a lot of talk going on about Mets, Yankees, Giants. They're all in kind of a quagmire. But in regards to the Yankees, Volpe, I think, is the athlete that everybody thinks he is. And I think he's just starstruck. And he's got to get out of that and start playing this game the way he knows how to play it. And he just seems like a deer in the headlights sometimes because he's at where he's at. He's New York Yankees shortstop. That's huge.
Right, and especially for him, a kid who grew up like that, a Yankees fan. I get it. But you have to admit, though, Billy, and I've been as critical as Volpe as anybody else. Yes, I've believed in him more than anybody else, but I've also been as critical of him as of late than anybody else. And I think he's deserved that with his play. He's earned that criticism with his play. However, the last, I don't know, week or so, you can see a difference in Volpe to that point where I don't look at him and say he's a deer in headlights or he's lacking confidence. I see a more confident Volpe. How long is that going to be there? How much production are you going to get from him? But I do see that it's kind of turned the corner a little bit in the positive way with Anthony Volpe.
I agree. And I think he is the athlete that we all think he is.
Right.
I think he has the potential to be a great player. I think just being young and in the position that he's in with the New York Yankees, it's a huge spotlight, and it's a lot to adjust to. And I think he is adjusting. It's just not happening as quickly as we would like it to.
I know, but it is
and
year.
As far as Jazz Chisholm goes,
it is year three. Go ahead.
Oh, I understand, but still, he's a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to handle. And as far as Jazz Chisholm is concerned, the guy's a poison. He really is. He walks around with this attitude that he's the greatest thing that ever happened to the game, and he's not. I mean, he's making. Little league kids don't make mistakes like this. And then come up with an excuse? Bush league.
Yeah, I'm not as harsh, but I'm with you for the most part there, Billy, and thank you for the call. It's a fine line because I think Jazz has a terrific, fun, energetic personality. There's a fine line between that and arrogance, maybe, is the right word to use with Jazz, where he thinks he's much better than he is. And I'm fine, like, if that were the only issue, I'd be fine with that. But that's not the only issue. I don't think he's terrific defensively, even at second base, his natural position, or as good as we thought he was going to be. I don't think that Jazz is giving quality at-bats the majority of the time. I think he runs into a bunch of home runs, and I think that that's appealing, especially for a guy of his size. I would rather him be a guy who grinds out at bats, puts the bat on the ball, uses that speed more often, and he's just not that type of player. So I think he's overrated to a certain extent. I like the unique personality, but if it's not going to be one that's fully self-aware, meaning like, hey, I got some things I got to clean up here, I need to be a little bit better, give better at bats, not get doubled off for first on a pop-up to second, like he didn't even acknowledge that that was a mistake. He said he would do it again. And he tried to explain why he would do it. And it just doesn't make any sense. It was not a good baseball play whatsoever. There was no play to be made. So I don't think he's a cancer to the clubhouse or anything like that, or whatever word you said was toxic or something like that. I don't think it's that bad with Jazz. But as far as the ball player goes, I think that he's overrated as a baseball player. I would like to see more consistency. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, pal? Good show as always.
Thanks.
I like the conversation you had with Mike Francesa. Mike Francesa hit all the points on the Mets and the Yankees. What a great job.
I mean, he's the GOAT. Yeah, would you expect anything less? Of course.
You know, the Mets, I mean, we have a better team this year than we did last year. Due to the fact that we fixed the bullpen. We have a great bullpen now. And it's just that the Mets are not hitting consistently. You get one player hot, one cold, one hot, they're not doing it all at the same time. I believe they're going to get it together. Carlos Mendoza is a great manager. I like him a lot. And I think we're going to be fine. We just got to start hitting. Well, I mean, we start hitting, we got the bullpen.
Well, that's the thing, and you heard Mike talk about that. You're right, Annabelle, and thank you for the call. In case you missed it, check out on the free Odyssey app. The Mets bullpen is now loaded. Like, it's going to be a weapon down the stretch, come playoff time, if, in fact, they could actually give the bullpen a lead. Helsley and Diaz is as good as it gets in the entire sport. Not to mention the other guys. I don't love Soto out of the bullpen necessarily, but I like him. I like Brooks Raley a lot. Rogers. I mean, the Mets have five guys. Five. Raley, Soto, Rogers, Diaz, Helsley. Five guys to get big outs late in these games. That's a lot. Now, you don't want to use, you know, four of them every friggin' night. But, and that plays to the starters, have to, you know, having to go deeper in these games. But even the lesser guys in that Mets bullpen can eat a solid inning or two, whether it's Garrett or Stanek or whatever. But you want to give those guys a lead. You want to hand it over to them in the seventh, let's say. With a 5-3 lead, it should be lights out. It's always a balance. We could always focus on, well, they got great starting pitching, or they need starting pitching, or they got a great bullpen, or they need a bullpen, or they got a great offense, or they need an offense. It's always going to take some combination of all three clicking together. Like, what good's a great bullpen if you can't score runs? What good's a great offense if the starters can't get outs? What good's a great staff if the, you know, we saw it with DeGrom forever with the Mets. If the offense can't score, like there's many different layers to winning a baseball game. The reason why I'm not overly negative right now on the Mets is because they have the pieces in place. Those guys just got to do their jobs. They might not. And if they don't, I guarantee you it'll be a different story. I get home from work. Like, you know, I'm do the show here. I go do SNY, and then I go home, and I'm usually tired and cranky because I haven't eaten. You never know what's going to happen, who needs what when you get home, whatever. But I knew that my wife was having some friends over to use the pool during the day. Now, a part of me, like, of course I'm excited for her. Hey, you should be doing that. Use the pool. I would like to get use out of it. But a part of me is also like, yeah, of course you get to use the pool, and I got to go to work all day. Oh, part of me. Like, I'm a good husband. Enjoy it. Have your friends over, whatever. But then I get home, and so I'm a little cranky to begin with. Yeah, that's nice. Everybody had a great day, and I'm at work all day long. And I go immediately, like, I admit I have neuroses with this. Like, I'm neurotic. Use the pool, or whatever it may be. Like, the least you could be able to do is clean up after yourselves. You know what I mean? And really Sammy. Because she's the one who's going to bring the little toys into the pool. So, and I know this because of experience. I'm the one who's primarily in the pool with Sammy over the course of the weekend. And I know how it works because my father used to yell at me, hey, don't leave that toy in the pool. I don't want anything at the bottom of this pool. You know why? Because somebody's got to go vacuum it. And back then, it wasn't the pool robot. It was the manual stuff. Somebody's got to go get whatever there is out of there. Otherwise, it's going to get sucked up and caught in the vacuum if you don't see it. So make sure that there's nothing on the bottom of this pool. That's number one. Number two, if you leave something in here, it could get stuck in the skimmer and then ruin that and the fill, whatever. So I've known this my whole life. So I get home and I'm like, or I'm on my way home and I'm already on edge. And then my wife calls, and then I shouldn't say I'm on edge, but you know, it's just like the day's winding down and you don't know what you're going to walk into. And then my wife calls, hey, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm like 5 minutes away. Now, remember, her friends came over for the day to use the pool. 7:30 at night. And she tells me her friends are still there. I'm like, what? Now, I didn't, I showed restraint. I'm learning, Mike. I showed restraint and didn't say anything there. But now I'm bothered. Like, what do you mean your friends are still there? Like, it's 7:30. I'm coming home from work. I want to watch the games. Not to mention go clean up the pool and see what mess you left there. I want to watch that. Like, come on. So I walk in, and obviously I'm not in the best of moods. And the first thing I do is walk in to take a look at what's going on in the pool. And what do you think is going on there? There's Barbie dolls floating in the pool. There's Spider-Man stuff stuck in the skimmer. Like, I go to each skimmer, boom, the toys in there, predictable. There's the things that you throw at the bottom of the pool that are stuck at the bottom of the pool. A Bluey toy that shouldn't be in the pool to begin with. That's at the bottom of it. It's still there, by the way, because I'm not going in. I don't have time to go in during the week. And if I don't do it, who's doing it? And meanwhile, I don't even like going down to the deep end anymore. I can't hold my breath that long. I'm old. I used to like it. Now I'm afraid of it. I can't go all the way down to the deep end, so I got to take the time and get the skimmer, you know, whatever, all that. I haven't taken the time to do that. That's number one. So now I'm already, like, I'm really annoyed. And then I walk back inside, like, ticked off and trying to show my wife signs that I am ticked off, but I can't overreact because her friends are there. One of her friends is passed out on our couch taking a nap. What? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? A nap? She didn't want to go home. She's too tired. Took a nap from swimming in the pool all day long. The other one, you know, is fine. And I like both friends. Like, that's not the issue. The issue is it's a weeknight. I'm tired. I'm cranky. It's been a long day. You enjoyed the pool. Friends are napping on the couch. Like, what the hell's going on here? Bothered me. And I didn't really say anything until the next day. And that's where I made my mistake. I couldn't hold it in. I did such a good...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Job that night, my wife could see I was mad, and then after our friends left, they were there for maybe an hour, and I was watching the baseball in another room, and then she comes over and tries to cozy up. You know how it works. Yeah, and then I start thinking other things. And I forget about the pool, and I'm all good to go. Oh, yeah. All right, now I remember. But then the next day, I said something else, and you know, it always leads to a fight naturally. Hoff, am I in the wrong here, though? I mean, come on, you get home from a long day at work, your friends are over for the day, napping on the couch at 7:30, not to mention you leave the pool a mess. Like, can we clean up, please, a little bit here?
See, here's the thing is, I would just ignore it. Like, I'm not as, like, you're a bit more of a clean freak than I am at times. I'm not saying I'm not a clean freak, but like
then you get the toys in the skimmer and they're all over the place.
But I can't be neurotic like that. Like I got home, I got to take care of myself before I do anything else.
Right.
My wife would tell me to take care of everything, and then I'd flip.
Well, that would be. She didn't say that, but because she knew, she knew the issue and that I wasn't going to be happy with it. But it just, Well, I tried to clean the best I can. Oh, yeah? What about the Barbie doll that was sitting here floating next to the corner of the pool? What about the things that are in this? She probably didn't even see the Spider-Man stuff because there was already in the skimmer there. But what about the first? Forget the pool. All right, I'll take responsibility. You clean the house the most part. I'll take care of responsibility of the pool, even if you mess it up. What about the friend sleeping on a couch at 7:30 and now you got to take a nap? Come on. That's all part of the deal is if you're going to have your friends over during the day, you do it while I'm at work. When I come home, they should be gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little... Were they wasted?
Now my wife did explain to me afterward. It's not what you think. She's just really tired from a day at the pool. It wasn't like we were all drinking wine. There were two bottles of wine that were open.
Oh, okay.
You do the math. I would trust my wife in this spot. It's not like they're, I'm not saying they were just boozing all day long. But either way, I don't care what it's like the Mets. Like, I don't care about the process or with Boone and the Yankees. I don't care about the process. I care about the results. However you got here, your friend's still sleeping on our couch at 7:30 at night when I'm coming home from work. Like, however it happened, drinking, tired, that really is not my problem. The problem is she's still here. That's the issue.
All right, another question.
Well, I hope she's not listening to this segment.
Yeah, another question. You don't want her to listen to this one. Scale of 1 to 10, how'd the friend look?
How the what?
How'd the friend look?
Oh, come on.
I just was wondering.
I am not. Oh, come on. What are you, single?
No. I'm just saying.
She's single, if you like.
I'm looking for you. Maybe a little party.
Let me tell you something. The last thing I would ever do again is get myself involved in a relationship. This is it. My wife, she has my word with that one. I guarantee you. I was reading the other day about some idiot who's got three marriages going on at once. Like, what? Three marriages at once? Hey, you want to make the case that somebody's like, all right, well, person cheating, okay, whatever, it happens. It's sad, but it happens. Somewhat, like, you could say, well, the marriage is running tired or whatever. Three marriages? Like, joke's on you, pal. I don't know who you thought you were getting. Who wants to be married to three different women at the same time? Not me. You see that article? Three marriages going on at once. I mean, that is, put that guy in a psych ward. Three? I remember the first one. Before the first one. My father, we were driving somewhere, I forget where it was, but he's like, you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, what are you talking about, Dad? Of course. You got married, you're with mom, all good, right? Yeah, I met a girl I love and trust and all that stuff. Yeah, what's wrong? You sure? And then it took about 3 to 5 years to understand why. He asked me multiple times before we got married. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Jeff is calling from Rockaway. What's up, Jeff?
Sal.
Jeff.
I called you last in 2011.
I remember it.
And we talked about Troy Tulowitzki, who you loved and you wanted.
I wanted him badly for the Mets, yes.
I said to you in 2011, I'm still the best at this. I'm still the best at all of this. But I said, Sal, Ben Zobrist is a really good player and he'll be half the money. And you start screaming, Ben Zobrist stinks!
Zobus! I call him Zobus. I know. The next year he wins the World Series MVP. I get it.
He led the league in war and he won the World. He was second in the league in war.
I know.
And he won the World Series.
Yeah, how did you do after that, Zobus?
Stop. All right. Let's go on. Let's move on. Let's talk about. I have something that is interesting after I go with this premise, okay? Carlos Mendoza, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to defend him, okay? You have a player that has a 200 batting average with a 250 on base, okay? Let's just say player A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're down 2-0 in the fifth inning. The nine hitter is this person. There's first and second with two outs. You're down two runs. He does not pinch hit for him. Okay.
Who was? Give me the spot. Refresh me here.
It was down 2-0.
Yeah.
Bottom five, two outs, first and second, and he's a nine hitter. He left him up.
Yeah, but who was it?
It was Tyrone Taylor.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't a catcher. Yeah, go ahead.
250 on base. Okay, now we move on to the eighth inning. The Mets are still down, and Tyrone Taylor leads off the eighth inning. How do you defend that? And not only that, he did it again in the seventh inning of a game the Mets were losing, and he let him off. You cannot.
But he's pinch hit for him before. I mean, look.
Stop. You can't defend that. Okay.
Well, no, by the way, Cedric Mullins not lighting it up either. So, like,
not relevant. He's the worst hitter.
It is relevant. It is relevant.
Please stop.
So, right, please. Jeff, what are you saying? You don't want Tyrone Taylor ever to step in the batter's box with the Mets?
No, that's ridiculous. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know what you're saying.
You're saying leading off, he's hitting, he's got guys on.
Could I answer? Yeah. When you're down runs, you pinch hit for him. You had many people on the bench, including Mullins, who knew you thought he's a worst hitter.
Mullins is stunned offensively.
No, come on. All right, that's ridiculous. You're not agreeing with me on this.
No, okay. It's not that I don't agree with you. I'm just saying that, I think if there's a spot, Mendy did pinch hit for Tyrone Taylor the other day. I think if there's a key spot and Tyrone Taylor is up in a key spot and they have, you know, Mullins obviously available off the bench, I'm not saying I would pinch hit with Mullins. Maybe you pinch hit with a better matchup and obviously have Mullins be able to play center field.
There is no worse matchup. As a matter of fact, it was so bad and so heinous that one of the sports writers actually asked Mendoza, he said, I think you could have got, you know, and Mendoza looked at him like he had three heads. He was like, oh, no, this is a fireable offense. Okay, not only that, but he makes these weird, he puts up, the other day he puts up Marte first out of nowhere. He decides to lead off Marte. Okay.
Yeah, because it was against a lefty, yes.
No, he shouldn't bat leader. Come on.
Who should against the lefty? I'm curious.
In my opinion, I've been saying this all year, the best guy for leadoff all year has been Soto. He has a 400 on base.
No, you cannot lead off. Right. Not leading off Soto. And by the way, so Soto's got to be.
Why not?
It's stupid. That's number one. It would be stupid. But Jeff, aside from that, Soto was hitting third.
He's got 17 stolen bases.
Okay, so my point is.
And he's got a 400 on base.
Yeah, he's not a stolen bases
guy.
I
want to lead him off because it's stupid.
Yeah, it is. It is stupid.
Come on, so I'm the best at this.
The best at what?
Baseball, analyzing. There's nobody better. I'm the best in the country. Forget about you. The only one that could go near me is the GOAT, Francesa. I'll go back and forth with him, but you got to agree with me on these things.
No, Jeff,
just nonsense.
Jeff, I don't agree with you. And I'll
I have one more. I have one more quick one.
Nah.
Okay?
Sure, Jeff, what do you think? Dove, should I let Jeff give us one more, the expert? One more, or should we, has time expired here? Jeff, I will leave your fate up in the hands of Dove and Hoff. Dove, what do you think here?
Give him one more.
Okay. Hoff, what do you think?
I'll side with Dove on this one.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. In a game with the Yankees recently, okay, and this is one of the reasons why I'm the best, okay? You had Bellinger on first base, right? And you had, I'm actually forgetting his name now.
Jeff.
Stanton was batting. The team was down a run, right? Stanton hits, it was one out with a man on first, Bellinger. Mm-hmm. Stanton hits a pop-up. Right, 20 feet from first base, right? Now, what you must do there, because Stanton is so slow, it takes 3 hits to get him home, you have to let that ball drop, and you have to get the fourth at second. Bellinger was 5 feet from the bag, and guess what Bellinger does? My girlfriend is probably the second smartest because she sits next to me while we watch games, but she's now the second smartest person in the world. Bellinger stole second, the next pit, or the next, you know, during the next at bat. And I said,
Jeff, how old are you, Jeff?
Well, I'm in my 50s now.
What do you do for a living?
I am an investor. I've always been an investor. Collectibles, stock market, I'm a broker. You tell me what. I have 142 IQ.
So
I didn't want to bring that up.
So then why, maybe you missed your calling trying to get in a dugout or something if you think you're the best
there's a lot of callings when you have as much talent as I do. Right. There's 50 callings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I leave it for you. Yeah. I got to take you a chance.
Well, here's the difference. I felt like this was my best thing, and then I went out there and did it. And thank you for the call, Jeff. You said that you're the best at, you keep saying I'm the best at this, and I'm like, well, what exactly? Did you mean calling the station? Did you mean coming up with ideas when to pinch hit for somebody? I'm still not sure what you meant you were the best at, and I'm sure you're great at what you do with the other stuff with your high IQ. But to me, and this might just be me, all due respect, Jeff, I'm not trying to minimize you. You seem very intellectual, at the very least when it comes to baseball. I'll choose to trust, you know, the guys that actually do it, like Mendy or Booney, even at their worst, pick another guy that's a coach or has been a coach before, I'll tend to skew toward their knowledge in the area of expertise as opposed to yours. Not to mention my own. I'll take mine and put it up against yours, my belief in what to do in certain spots, and go against yours. But really, we should just both be letting them do what they do because they're the ones that do it. And to come on and say that you're the best, I don't know. Dove, did you get a sense that Jeff was the best? Really,
he thought so for sure.
Right. Usually that's the first sign of, you know, not being the
best. Humility not his top trait.
Yeah. Hoff, you think Jeff was the best there? You think Jeff was the best there? He said he was the best, you know. No. Hoff just goes, no. All right. I mean, I don't know what to do with that one. And he's referencing a call that we had, 2011. I mean, I did want Tulowitzki. Did not want Ben Zobrist. Zobust at the time. And he goes out and wins the World Series MVP. And then what? He fell off. Proving that, in fact, I was correct again. Just took a little while.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.